4, 3, 2, 1. Testing. Well, I guess we're live. It is fucking Monday, April 27th. So I haven't done a recording or podcast in a long time. The last one was episode 36. I was talking shit about Conor McGregor. And then he just fought at the beginning of the year. He won. He beat Cowboy. And also was talking about that I was going to rename the podcast. So I have a name. I officially had it. I changed it here on the Anchor app. It's going to be called 87th Planet. 87th Planet Podcast. I thought that Established 87 wasn't a fit name for it. So I just decided to change the fucking name. Fucking sue me. So what I want to talk about, I guess, is just, you know, crazy times we're in. Crazy motherfucking times that no one, I guess, you know, everybody's saying that no one saw it coming. And it is true, you know, for a minute, for a very long time, you know, I started hearing about, you know, all this crazy stuff going on in China and other parts of the world, and I was just like, you know, I don't want to listen to it, I don't want to dive into it, I don't want to wrap my head around it. I wasn't dismissing it, but I don't like negative thoughts, not thoughts, but negative news comes my way. You know, that's one of the many reasons why I don't listen to the news. I don't have a regular TV that I have, like, you know, Fox News and CNN, NBC and BBC or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't have those kind of news. I just don't want to, you know, the world is tough as it is, you know. I really don't want to listen to any bad news. So when all this crazy shit was going around, I wasn't dismissing it. I wasn't not, you know, I wasn't, you know, saying that it was a conspiracy theory, you know. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. I don't have time to be a conspiracy theorist or any aspect. I really just don't, like, I see it as, like, well, shit happens, I guess. I don't know. So I was, like, not dismissing it, but not really focusing on it. And so, obviously, it hit the States and it hit everybody's jobs. Yeah, this crazy lockdown. You know, gyms being closed. Can't work out, can't go to a fucking restaurant and eat a nice steak or whatever the fuck you want to eat. Can't take your kids to the fucking beach. You can't take your kids to a playground because they have that fucking yellow tape that someone got murdered. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, crazy. And, you know, I'm not going to discuss anything about it because I really don't have major knowledge of it. I'm just going along with, you know, precautions, I guess. Wash your hands, avoid people, you know. I mean, I was really anti-social anyway to begin with, so I really don't give a fuck about that kind of stuff. So the only thing that kind of sucks is that you just got home sometimes. You know, I can't go out to have a nice dinner. I can't take my daughter to the park, to the playground. I can't take my family to a nice dinner or to villages, or, you know, the past weekend was nice weather here in Southern California. Can't even go to the beach, because people are going to rat you out, and you're going to fucking get a fine. That's crazy. But yeah, you know, crazy times. I'm keeping busy, so, I got a bike. You know, really my daughters go to sleep, like, early in the morning, you know, 12, 1 in the afternoon. Like, they take their nap, I get on my bike, and I bike it. Man, it's just crazy streets out here, and, you know, going up and down the hills, and these little trails that I can take that are not closed because, you know, they're, like, kind of hidden. So I take those trails and get a nice workout. Can't do jiu-jitsu, obviously the gyms are fucking closed, and who knows when they're going to reopen, and if they are going to reopen, it was MMA gyms, I don't know if they're going to take a hit. I don't know if regular gyms are going to take a hit. A lot of people are figuring out, like, how to work out at home. You can't really do that with jiu-jitsu or with MMA, you know, for the fact that you need training guidance on how to do certain things. But who knows? I was telling my wife that I feel like a lot of things are going to take a hit. You know, one of them is going to be the movie theaters take a big hit. Movie theaters, gyms are going to take a big hit. People, you know, with this wave of crazy shit going around and passes by, it is going to be interesting how people are going to come out of it. Are they going to be more paranoid with a crowd, with a big group of people around, big crowds, like concerts, movie theaters, the gyms? That's going to be interesting. If you guys hear a fucking wind, you know, blowing, you hear that noise, it's a wind. I'm outside doing the podcast and it's kind of windy. Can't do it at home. We got kids. That's my new excuse for a lot of things. Do you do that? I got time for that. I got kids. Kids take most of the time. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting how things are gonna get back to normal, and if they are going to get back to normal in terms of people socializing. I don't know. It is interesting. You know, everything is a mystery, right? You don't know what's gonna happen next week, or the following week, or May, or June, July. You know, if the whole year is gonna be fucked. It's kind of depressing once you think about it, and that's why when I think, I just don't think about it. Day by day, I take care of my kids, feed them food, you know, play with them. There's a park close to my house. I take my daughter, you know, my toddler. You know, there's no monkey playground, so I just let her run around, you know, mess around with the fucking flowers. There's a little fountain. She goes and splashes the water around. Just burn some energy, go home, you know, have some food and, you know, go to sleep. They can go to sleep. My wife and I stay up a little longer, watch some TV and call it a night. The next day, repeat. You know, get up, make them breakfast, play with them, nap time. I bike it for an hour or 2 hours, go back home. You know, they're both up by the time I get back, so, you know. So it's a good little routine that I'm having right now. You know, who knows if things back to normal and I, you know, get to train again and do some competition. I was gonna do competition this month. I think on the 22nd or something. But obviously shit didn't play out. Yeah, man, it's not a, you know, it's just a little, you know, I guess a little update of what's been going on with this crazy times. You know, it's something interesting that I was watching the other day, and a bunch of memes after Bill Gates, this billionaire. You know, he's not even a billionaire, he's a billionaire. He's up there, right? Motherfucker doesn't have to worry about nothing. But, you know, he's supposing that, you know, that he predicted that we were not ready for a pandemic. And I was talking to my wife the other day, and I'm reading this book. You know, I'm not a big reading on books, but I'm really interested in the history of the America, like, you know, United States, Mexico, Canada, the New World, you know, the Incas, and all that kind of stuff. I'm always interested in that kind of shit. So I got this book, and I guess I could plug it, which doesn't mean much. I'm not going to get paid for it. I'm trying to find it's Audible. Audible, and the name of the book is called Empire of the Summer Moon. That's what it's called. Empire of the Summer Moon. It's a book about the Comanches of Texas and how these ruthless fucking savages will kill, scalp, and beheaded fucking white Americans. Not even white Americans, Mexicans, other tribes. These motherfuckers ruthless, ruthless. People think that we have it bad now, 2020. I mean, granted, it is crazy times right now, specifically because what's going on. But people in the late 1800s, early 1900s, Jesus Christ, God bless them. I salute them. They're real savages, especially in the Wild West, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. God Almighty. God Almighty. Those motherfuckers. The movies are real. You see all those Western movies? Those motherfuckers are real, true stories of what was going on in those times. Motherfuckers were killing, scalping, raping your kids, killing your wives, taking your children and raising them as their own. Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. And there was a part in this book that said they go to extent. The savages. This is how savage motherfuckers were back in those days. They will kill a buffalo, right? And they will wrap around their necks, their intestine of the buffalo, and they'll ride their horses as much as their horses can while they were eating the intestine of the buffalo, because they'll wrap around their necks. So, they get hungry, well, there's a buffalo. They get thirsty, well, there's the blood of the buffalo. That's what you call savage. And not just that, as soon as they ride their horses, they ride their horses until the horse cannot ride no more, they'll kill the motherfucking horse and eat the motherfucking horse. That's how savage of a period these people lived in. Not just the Comanches, the Texas Rangers, the Mexicans, because they were also involved in the Texas Republic. It's just insane, dude. Insane. I'm telling you, if you guys hear this, whoever, three, four people that hear this fucking podcast, I'm telling you, I recommend this fucking book, Empire of the Southern Moon. It's damn, chapter 12 or 11, I don't remember. I still got so many chapters. This fucking book is like 50 hours. I'm really like in 14 hours. So, long. It's right now, it's interesting. And it's basically a story of Kono, or I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, Kuna or Kono, is the last chief of the Comanche. He was half Comanche, half white, and his mother was Cynthia Ann Parker, was kidnapped by the Comanches at age 9, raised by the Comanches, and then eventually she married a fucking Comanche, got kids, have kids and all that. And the oldest, which is, I think it was Kono, fucking shit, I'm bad with names. Anyways, interesting. And what's more interesting is that in this time, in this period, right, they have little pandemics, you can't say little, right, because it's still bad as it is, but they have pandemics and I was telling him, well, this fool said he predicted it already in 2015. Who's ready for a pandemic? Who is ready? No one's ready, because that shit comes out of nowhere. Last year we had the influenza. A couple of years back, I remember in Mexico they had the H1N1, and Mexico was on lockdown for that shit. So it's not like he predicted it. Shit, no one can predict it. So I know what his agenda is, and I do feel like he has an agenda. I don't know what it is. Motherfucker's the head of medical something, one of those government medical fields or agencies. How is he ahead of that? He doesn't have fucking medical background, not at least that I know of. He's a billionaire that made his billions on tech, pretty much what I'm doing right now. Phones and fucking Microsoft. Microsoft is the shit. I love Microsoft. They fucking the best thing ever. But anyways, I digress. There's no predicting pandemic. There's no predicting viruses. There's no predicting sickness. It's all this is just how I feel. It's all senseless bullshit, so God knows what his agenda is. And it's dangerous when people have agendas. And but yeah, who knows? Well, 15 minutes into it, I really didn't want to make this more than 15 minutes, but I had to talk about the UFC. Obviously, you know, I've talked about it 10 times in the past. UFC 249 was gonna happen. It did not happen. Governor of California, you know, stuck his fucking nose into the UFC business and demanded Disney to shut Dana White down. And, you know, you gotta play a ball when you have a boss, right? So it got moved to Florida. You know, we'll see. If you see that shit goes down on May 9th. Predictions, I think it's too soon for me to have any predictions, but I don't know. I'll do that more towards, you know, towards that, towards closer to the day of. You know, rundown on the UFC since the last time that I made a podcast. John Jones, you know, defeated Reyes, Thiago Santos, got arrested. Henry Cejudo became double champ, and then he's gonna fight Dominic Cruz, Kamaru Usman, and Colby Covington 5 to be fight. I thought was the early stoppage, and they should at least let him, you know, go out on his own instead of making the stop. So, you know, I thought it was early stoppage. But he was clearly going to be knocked out. And, you know, but who knows? Maybe he will recover. You know, we would probably just, you know, drop him down or something. So try to grapple. But I feel like it was early stoppage. And if he wouldn't stop it, I feel like Covington would have won. I'm a fan of Covington. It was hilarious. It was hilarious. The UFC 248, easy and Duel. Joanna versus damn, Jimmy Fighter. Wayne Lane. There you go. What a fucking fight. Best fight I've seen a women's division in a long time, I think. Even men's division in a long time. I think the last fight of men's side was it was easy versus Kevin Gastelum. That was the last great fight of men. 170. No, 180. 185. This one was a 115 for women. And I feel like the winner was the correct one when they won. A lot of people were saying that the Joanna won, but that's, you know, everybody's, you know, perspective. I don't give a fuck about them. So yeah, and was it disappointing that you know, Romero and Easy, the way they fought? Yeah, it was. But you know, you had a high expectation after you see those two ladies fucking throwing it down like that. You're like, oh shit. This is the co-main event. These two savages of fucking 185 pounders are gonna fucking go in there and blow the fucking roof. Oh, they didn't do that, right? You can't really blame neither of them. You can't blame Easy for not engaging. You can't blame Romero for doing his style of fighting. That's his style of fighting. That's what he does. Easy was like, well, I'm not gonna fucking go at you because you're gonna, you know, rip my head off. Like he did to Craig Weidman, like he did to Luke Rockhold, like he did to Tim Kennedy. You know, and this is a tough fighter, man. So, you know, you can, you know, it was disappointing, yeah, but it's just sometimes that's what you get. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm almost 20 minutes into it. I'm going to try to do like two per week, Mondays and Fridays. If anything pops and interesting, I'll make another one during the week. I'm trying to get this, have a lot on my hands, so I'm trying to get this fucking, you know, media / podcast, retained So I've been going. It's been 2 years now. 37 now. 37 episodes in. Should have a lot more. But from the last one to today, you know, I had a newborn. I was traveling a lot for work. Just being excuses, and that's what they were, excuses, right? Trying to get something going on YouTube as well. Hopefully I can figure this shit out and get this audio on YouTube. So I really don't want to do two audios, you know, one for YouTube and one for the app, for the Anchor app. So I'm trying to figure out if I can transfer the audio into YouTube and just have that platform as well. Have a channel. I mean, I really don't post shit in there. I have hardly nothing, actually. Nothing at all. So, trying to figure that out. Check out my page as well. On Instagram, that 87 Planet Media. Twitter at 87 Planet. And follow, like, talk shit. Do what you guys want to do. In the end, I don't give a fuck. Just kidding. This is 87 Planet, your fucking motherfucking host, Sam. Hope you guys enjoy this and stay safe and healthy. Check you guys later. I'm out.